The second chapter. Starting in verse 23. Genesis 2:23. Amen? The word of God reads, "The man said, 'This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man.' For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife. They will become one flesh. The man and his wife were both naked, and they felt no shame." And just for a quick one, King James, it reads, "And Adam said, 'This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she has taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife. They shall be one flesh. They were both naked, man and his wife, not ashamed." For a subject this morning, I do. As short as that statement is, it has the impact of ages. I represent self, understanding who you are, understanding that you are responsible for your life. Yeah. When you say I, that's me.
Right.
You never say I and you include someone else.
Well.
I makes you responsible for everything you get involved in.
Come on now.
When you get in trouble, you can't say they made me do it.
Well.
You have to fess up and say I did it. In other words, if you were big enough to mess up, then you need to be able to own up. So I is that first word that lets you know who's involved, self. Nobody else is involved in this. It's just self. I. Then it's followed by an action word, and this one is do. Do means that you're controlling. Amen? It's an action. It's a verb. You are doing something. I, self, do. I'm doing something now. I'm getting involved. I'm going to be a part of this. I do go with you. I will do this or I will do that. So it establishes that everything that's about to take place, that belongs to you. Can't put it on no one else. Amen? And the Bible says that Adam said that this here is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. So when we look at this in this totality, we have to understand why we're saying I do to the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh. It's not an easy statement. It's not one that we should take lightly. Is one that we should fully investigate.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
That's why we have the counseling sessions.
Yeah.
The counseling sessions are not designed to be light.
Well.
Last time I checked, marriage was not light.
Well.
The counseling sessions are designed to open up the madness that is you and I.
Well.
We're bringing two eyes together.
Yeah.
And in order to bring two eyes together, to make it one, to make it complete, each eye has to be open and honest about what I has done.
Come on now.
I has done a lot of things in my life, sir.
Yeah.
And I just want you to know what you're getting involved with.
Well.
Amen. And when Adam can say flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone, what he's saying is that because you were drawn out of me, you are a part of me. Yeah. Right. Amen. And the Bible says that these two shall become one. Well, how can you become one if you don't know nothing about the other? There is a responsibility on each person, on each party, to make sure that you have thoroughly investigated everything that you're going to get into.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Now, does that mean you're going to know everything?
Well,
because there are going to be some things that are going to pop up later along that neither one knew about. Because, see, when you come together to do this thing, you got to realize that every moment from the time of your birth, you are bringing to a relationship. And that's why it's so important to reveal everything that you know about yourself. Because if you don't reveal everything, you're not giving a person the opportunity to make a complete decision as best as possible. From the time you were in your mother's arms, if you weren't in your mother's arms, from the time you was on your daddy's knee, or if you weren't on your daddy's knees, from the time you made that mistake in a bedroom that you should not have been in. The problem is that if you don't reveal everything, once you hook up with an I do and it comes out later, it's hard to understand sometimes. Because the overall thing is that we need to be on what? One accord. See, if you've had some past issues of trauma, some circumstances that have affected who you are, and I don't know about that, there may be a time in our relationship when something comes up, when that flashes back to your memory and you begin to treat me wrong, and I don't understand why or where it's coming from, because I never knew that this thing occurred, like a molestation or something. Somebody may, your new husband or wife may grab you the same way your molester grabbed you. And you find yourself pulling away from them, and they, well, what's wrong with me? It's not you, but I just don't want to talk right now. But remember, I covers what? Self. Self-fulfilling, self-understanding, letting people know exactly who I am. Because if I, as the other person, knows who you are, when a situation arises, I understand.
All right.
You know, I can back up from that situation because I remember when we talked about that, and I understand, and if there's anything that I can do to help, I'd be more than willing to do. It's important to understand who the I is. When you stand before God and you say, I do, all of your worlds are coming together. Everything that's in your suitcase or your purse, all of your baggage has been gathered for 18, 20, 25, 30, however it is. When you get married, you have baggage that you have accumulated, and some of the baggage you have never gotten rid of. We go into relationships and we have these walls that we have put up because of the baggage that we carry. I love you and I want you to get close, but I don't think you need to know that part of me just yet.
Come on.
That's not what I do signifies. I do saying I'm taking responsibility for the action I'm about to get into. See, I don't want a marriage that is faulty from the beginning. I want to know that we had the good starting point. We had a good starting line. You know everything about me and I know everything about you. So when we run this race, we can run it together. So when things should come up, we know how to deal with stuff because we don't have all the barriers up about our past. I do. The Bible says, for this reason, a man will leave his father and his mother and be united to his wife, for they will become one flesh. Well, if you thoroughly investigated and you tried everything you know to make sure that everything was open and honest and revealed, you become one flesh. One. one flesh. One and one makes one. Now that's not good math.
Come on, come on. Help them understand.
You can't put the world's math with God's math. In other words, you can't put worldly mess with God's spiritualness, with God's righteousness. One plus one in God equals one. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. That's three and still equals one. But the one, they shall become one. Therefore, you are me and I am
you.
So I need to know exactly who I am in you. But if I'm going to be one, then that means that if I'm leaving mama and daddy, I'm leaving mama and daddy. In other words, mama and daddy can't run my household. Auntie and uncle can't run my household. My children can't run my household. No outside source can run my household, because the Bible says the two shall become one, the one in one flesh. Therefore, the marriage is not to cleave to everybody outside of the family, but it's to cleave to one. In other words, if I got a dispute or a disagreement, I can't call everybody and invite them into my relationship. Because number one, I don't know that I do in them. And I don't know the ulterior motives that they may have for giving me the advice that they give me. Because you know how y'all are. We gonna call sister so-and-so who ain't got no man. And she never said I do. And if she did, it didn't last that long. So therefore, when your problem arises, she want to give you some information about, girl, let me tell you what you ought to do. The first thing you've done is made a mistake by calling somebody who ain't even connected to the relationship that God has created in you. I don't recall Sister So-and-so being down here when you gave your vows. You said I do. They didn't say I do. So in other words, if there's an issue that arises inside, man, it's okay to seek some advice from those you consider spiritually able to give you advice. Advice. They can't tell you what to do. You know, folks say, well, tell me, I can counsel you. I can talk to you. But I can't tell you what to do. You got to live your own life. I can't tell you what I would do in a situation. I can only show you what hears the word of God. Now you got to seek God the Father, because remember, it was you, your spouse, and God the Father who made one. So therefore, when it's time to get down to a discussion, you need to consult the same three.
All right.
He ain't talking to me right now. Well, keep staying there until he start talking. She don't want to discuss none. Well, stay there until she want to discuss something. The problem is that as long as there's no communication, you don't have a chance. But when you begin to open up communication, because see, it really starts with the I do. It starts with that introspective of who it is you're getting into the marriage with. I know that when I married my wife, and when I asked her, it didn't take long for me. You know, folks got these engagements for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years. When you know that God is with you, it don't take long to get this thing right. And so I asked her, but when I asked her, I understood what I was getting into. In other words, I understood the background because I did some investigation. I was able to find out some stuff. Now, of course, knowing these things, it still adds to some discrepancies from time to time, because you don't realize how what you know is going to pop up and affect your relationship.
All right.
But at least you knew it. So when it comes, you can say, all right, I got to learn how to ride this storm. Well, amen. So we have to be full participants in this process, because last time I checked, everybody who was married then had some issues along the way. It's the issues that break folks up. And they don't have to be big things. Oh, no. See, when you haven't did the I do's and understand that you are self and you are making an action, you are about to make something complete. When you don't fully understand that, when you say and give these vows and you don't really understand, you think this is just something nice, just something pretty, something we got to do because the law requires and all this other kind of stuff. When you don't really consider what it is you're saying when you say I do, then when the time that troubles arises, the first thing you want to do is what? Get out of Dodge. Oh, I'd rather move on. I ain't got to fool with all this stuff. Man, forget this. Relationships. They take time. It's going to take some ups and some downs to make you stronger. As a matter of fact, every turmoil I had and came through, we got stronger. Because what it tells you is that can't just anything tear us apart. It's going to take a lot to break down what God created. And if God created, how can it be broken down? The world will try to get in and do different things that will undermine your relationship, that will undermine your marriage, that will undermine everything you're trying to build up and do. Because the world don't even care about it. The world want to see you fail. The world don't care. People say, well, yeah, I'm having a good time. I'm having a party. I'm doing my thing. The world said, go right on and keep thinking that. I got you right where I want you. Because when the trouble comes, you want to pack up your bag. The world said, come on, I got your suitcase for you. I'll take it. Come on. Y'all wasn't ever flesh and one anyway. Y'all got together for all the wrong reasons. I know y'all was hitting it before you got married. That was good. So that was so good. You figure, hey, this must be worth marrying. Hey, I done got a child out of it now. Well, I guess I got to marry. Wow. These things don't create the flesh to be one to one. These are outside forces that have brought you into now a relationship by force or by fake emotions. And those things cannot keep you together. Sex can't keep you together. Because there are times when you're going to go some time without it. And what you going to do then? When y'all ain't discussing things or y'all mad at one another now, she on this side of the house, you on that side of the house. Relationship says, I got to figure out how to bring this thing back together. Right. You know, just jumping into it. Well, look, I got it. I got somebody on the other side of town over here. I ain't got to put up with all that stuff. Yeah. Next thing you know, you gone and you gone. But the problem with that is that because you have never found out who you were, because you never understand that when you marry somebody, that should be bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh. You take it somewhere else and come to find out, you got the same problems you had where you just left.
All right.
There is a reason why. Look, this is not in, it's in the New Testament, but what do you see in Genesis is the foundation for the beginning of this world.
Come on.
So marriage was an institution from the beginning.
Wow.
It only took two chapters after creation for God to see it's not good that man should be alone. It's not good that man should be alone, so he created a woman from out of man. Oh, well, now that just throws the world upside down. Because, you know, in today's society and church, we got this new thing to find about what marriage is. It could be between a man and a man.
Uh-oh.
Woman and a woman. The one problem I have with the world, if you can't find it in the text, if you can't find it in the scriptures, I can't deal with you.
All right.
Because the reality is that there's no way that a man could be involved with another man and God sanctions it.
Come on.
God loves the individual, but God can't stand the crime. Well. You got to understand that this is set up for a man and a woman to come together to be one so that they can build something great.
All right.
Relationships. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother, be united, and they will become one flesh. And then 25 says the man and his wife were both naked. That brings me back to the I do again. How can you say I do when you're not naked before one another? You have to reveal who you are if you want somebody to truly love you. If you want to be truly loved, you have to open yourself up to be hurt. You got to bring the walls completely down. You can't trial and error this thing. I'm going to let you in this far, but that's as far as you're going. As long as you stop somebody from loving you, you'll never get to where you want to be in your relationship. It's like when we accept Christ as our Lord and personal Savior, we got these walls up.
All right.
Because you got to understand that this right here is the precursor to Christ, because we are his bride.
Yes, sir.
And he's coming back for us.
Uh-huh.
But the problem with us is we got barriers even for Christ. Huh? We go into a relationship with Christ and say, okay, Lord, I'm going to give you this part of my life, but I'm going to handle this side. Now, I like knowing that you're there with me, but I don't want you there all the time with me. I like the fact that I'm born again. I'm a believer in Christ. But, Lord, sometime I'm going to slip a little bit. Now, you're telling God you're going to slip because your barriers don't allow God to have what? Everything. And if God don't have everything, he can't do a work in you. If you hold off barriers, Lord, here is your room in my house. Not, Lord, here is my house. Here is your room in my house. Now, you stay there until I need you. And see, relationships between a man and a woman are equally the same way. So if God don't have everything, your man ain't going to have everything. Huh? If God don't have everything, your wife ain't going to have everything. Understand that the way you treat God.
Well,
you can't say I love the Lord and you treating your spouse wrong. You can't say I love the Lord and you ain't revealed everything you supposed to reveal to your spouse. You cannot physically say that I love the Lord while you at war with your spouse.
Well,
I'm just reading from the text.
Well.
The Bible says they were both naked. Now listen to this. Naked is no clothes, right?
Yeah.
All of your insecurities.
Yeah.
Everything is revealed at our sight. But not only were they naked before one another, who else were they naked before? In other words, stop fronting. You can't fool God. You can't do this thing like you got some special blinders on and God can't see that part of your life. Because if you stop trying to fool God, you ain't going to be trying to fool your spouse.
Well,
remember, there is a statement behind God saying, I am.
Well,
huh? Pulling all control together. I am. I am. Who shall I say sent me? I am. That's all you need to say. Because I am covers everything from A to Z, from Alpha to Omega. I am.
Yeah.
And now I need y'all to be able to say in front of me that I do. Because if I am lets you say I do, then it means we will. We can make it. We will make it. We will beat the odds because we got something greater than what the world has. We got something more because we have been able to connect with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit and understand that bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. For this cause a man shall leave his mama and his wife, and that's the woman too. And they shall cleave and become one. One means exactly that. One. So I'm going to hate to bust some of y'all bubbles. But I got to do it. Because that's what God tells me. If you are completely naked before one another and God, and he says that you are one, that means you operate in oneness. There ain't no double standard in the house. There ain't no double standards when it comes to God. Ain't no separate checking accounts when it comes to God. Ain't no separate rooms and separate this and separate. Every room should be open and available to everybody who wants to come in. Every account should be open for inspection from every. I used to be a collector, and let me tell you, husbands and wives, if you don't know what's going on in your bank account, you're in trouble. Don't let one say, I got it under control. You just bring me your checks. I can bring you my checks, but open up that book. I want to see what's going on, too. Because we are one. See, if you write from the same checking account and you have access to the checking account, you can see what's coming and what's going. Because there ain't nothing to hide. Somebody like, Rev, I hear you, but I still ain't changing mine.
I know you're right.
There is no distinction. One means one. Yeah. And that's all that one means. Mm-hmm. And so if you're going to be successful, you got to come with the mindset of oneness. Yeah. Bone of my bone. This is the same. Look, from man came woman. Woman came out of man. God created them both. We in this thing to succeed, not fail. You know, when your husband comes to you with a complaint or something, he's not coming at you to tear you apart. He's coming to help build you up. That should be his intent. If you did your homework well and he said, I do the right way, and you understood who you was getting, if you was getting a tiller the hun, don't be mad when he come like a tiller the hun. You know, if you was getting Sally's, fast pants, don't be mad if she over every other dude flirting around and you figure out why I'm here home by myself. You get what you ask for. When you said I do, that's what you got. And let me, don't go around thinking I'm going to say I do, then I'm going to change. I'm going to change them once I get them. You can't change nobody. What the Bible said, y'all got to become one flesh. So you should be on that one accord when you say, I do. Not thinking, if I should just give me a couple months, I'm going to fix this whole thing. Next thing you know, you're running with your hair loose, knocked out, and everything else. I'm like, I got to get out of here. Lord, save me. Well, if you followed the Lord in the first place, you wouldn't be yelling, save me. You'd be doing fine right now. To be one means you're going to go through some stuff together. Jesus was one with his disciples, and they went through some stuff. Amen? I can recall that when they came to get him, all of his disciples split, left him high and dry. So don't tell me that your relationship means all of a sudden everything going to be wonderful. No. It takes time for the oneness to be complete. It takes dropping those barriers we talked about. It takes being completely naked before one another. It takes open honesty from the time you start to the time you end, from the time you wake up to the time you lay down. Sometimes you think, well, it's not appropriate to say something, but if it's appropriate and it hurts you and it affects you, then you need to say something. You can't worry about, well, how they going to take this. I don't worry about how they going to take it. It's got to be said so we can figure out how we going to fix it. This is it. This is your relationship. This is what you got. The reason why me and my wife been married for 16 years, and I know I've had three errors. And I remember them distinctively, where we could be apart right now. But we're still here. Because you got to get over the silly stuff. Not to mention, I ain't trying to train nobody else. I love you, baby. But my point is, there's no reason to get out. Unless you're being beat upside the head or something like that, there's nothing that you, your spouse, and God cannot fix. If you come back to the table, sometime stop talking to one another and bring that mediator in that's God-minded. Huh? Sometimes you need somebody to kind of help you read through your thoughts because you keep thinking we at odds. If he says something, he at me. If she says something, she at me. No, we are on each other's side. As long as you can remember that, that what comes from love. And if it comes from love, we can be able to get through this thing. Look, y'all, you can sit right here and have a church full of 1,000 folks. And I guarantee you, if there's 100 married couples up in there, they're dealing with pretty much the same thing. The problem is they don't know it because they ain't said nothing. They dealing with it by themselves. And next thing you know, they gone. I don't have to deal. But if you begin to open up your mouth and talk, and you find you another couple who loves the Lord, that's key. See, we keep getting couples and friends who don't know nothing about God. We keep hanging and calling folk who don't know nothing about God. And then try to put their advice into a godly relationship, let me help you. It don't mix. Amen. See, if the one and one become one, and you with another couple who has become one, and they with another couple who has become one, and I'm still dealing with God's math. If you got a godly relationship and a godly relationship and a godly relationship, and you bring all those godly relationships together, you are still dealing with what? One. One mind, one thought process, one Savior, one key ingredient to help us get through those difficult times. Something the world ain't gonna understand, but oneness will understand. And that's why God has established this early in the relationship. If you go to Matthew, where it says the same thing, because now the New Testament is gonna call the Old Testament back into view. People say, well, you can't have, no, the Old Testament is simply the New Testament concealed, and the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. They work hand in hand. Matthew comes and say, Matthew 19:5, and said, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother, united to his wife, and two will become one flesh. So you mean that all the way from beginning of time up until Matthew, the same thought process? Well, if Matthew had it, then you know it's good for 2012 too. Your relationship is going to be what you make it. Your relationship is going to be from the moment you say, I do. If we could capsulize what happens when you say, I do, everything in your life would show up right there on that screen. Everything in your life would show up right there on that screen, and it all comes together to one big new movie. And you got to be able to ride all the way to the credits. And the credits will come when the trumpet sounds.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead, God.
And Jesus comes back for the one. He's coming back for just one. But that one contains many. Because the church is what? His what? Bride. He's coming back for the church, so the bride is many. Once again, God's man still, he's just coming back for one. He ain't coming back for everybody else. He's coming back for one, y'all. One church. Not this a Methodist and Episcopalian and Holiness and Baptist and this. No. They all make up one body of Christ. One church. So he ain't got to hit all over town. He just come and say, come on up.
churches goes up. Your marriage is symbolic of the relationship Christ has with us. If you want to be successful, lay naked before one another. Open up your hearts, your concerns, your mistrust, your loves, and your likes. Be open and be honest. Don't hold nothing back. That's for boyfriend and girlfriend. But marriage is open for inspection. It's open to be honest. Because as long as you stay open and honest, I guarantee it, you can make it through anything. As long as you're willing to communicate and to talk and to have a relationship. Stop doing all this other crazy stuff that the world said is cool, it's good to do. Go listen to Dr. Phil or Oprah and all the rest. No, 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 no. Come back to the one where you started. Come back before the altar. And when you're at odds, remember the I do you said. I do said you're taking responsibility for what you're getting into. I do said you're taking responsibility for what you're getting into. And so if you were big enough to say I do, then you're big enough to make it. You're big enough to grow together. You're big enough to succeed. You're big enough because God is big enough. I do. I do. Baby, I do. I do. I do. Doors of the church are open this morning.